I'd like to call this special meeting to order. Today is June 28, 2011, 5 p.m. in the afternoon. I'd like to ask any board members if they have any conflict of interest to declare at this time.
None.
Mr. Jones?
None.
And none for myself. All board members did state there were no conflicts. I'd like to do a roll call. Candy Roll?
Present.
Bill McCarter?
Present.
Myself, Robert Fino. Tim Heine?
Here.
Rebel Jones?
Present.
I'd like to have the chief now lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're here to discuss the first item on the agenda under item number four is discuss, amend, and vote on the fire chief's current contract to reflect his current salary and duties. Now, when the chief received his pay raise, we, as the board, did not amend his current salary that's listed on his contract, and so we had some situations last week that we needed to address for this week. I feel we need to adjust his current contract to state his current rate of salary and also his hourly rate. Now, do I have comments from the board concerning this?
Does everybody have a contract of the chief's?
Yes.
Okay. Because it does state $40,000 per
19.23.
So what are you inclined to? 19.20 cents per hour is what I have written here, typed here.
Okay. Now it should read 55,000, but I don't know the hourly rate for that.
I think rather than put an hourly rate, we need to put in here salary divided by 2,080 hours, which is 40 hours per week.
So that way, salary?
That way we don't have this again.
Oh, that's a very good point. Very good point.
How many hours? 2,000?
52 weeks in a year, 40 hours a week, 2,080 hours.
Salary divided by 2,080 hours. So one of the amendments that we do need to amend is there any other comments concerning this? I like this $55,000 salary divided by 2080, and that'll cover the hourly rate.
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Just a question. Is that compensation, is that if he puts in more than 40 hours a week down here at the station?
I'm not sure.
It says in the contract 40 hours per week maximum. That's for figuring state wildlands fires. There's no stipulation as to how many hours are spent. That's just how many hours are divided for wildlands.
So that salary is just salary divided by 2080, that's if he goes on out of district fires, is that correct?
Yes.
Over his 40 hours that he does at the department?
Yes.
Okay, so
Sean,
the same thing.
Do we need to put that in to that as a statement, or do you think that should stand as its own?
The, the fire chief shall be paid for state land wildfires at the hourly AD rate, after subtracting the hours normally worked, in parentheses, 40 hours per week maximum. That means for figuring wildland fires, we're using 40 hours per week maximum at the station. That's not to say any other part. That's to say state land wildfires.
Okay. Is this the only portion that we have to discuss on the amendment of the fire chief's current contract?
Actually, no. Because we also have to discuss how ours are to be, or I feel we need to discuss how ours are to be paid back to the department, because of the fact that the hours were paid back in 2 24-hour shifts of on-call at the end of a 2 week at a fire. And I quite honestly don't feel that's correct.
I have some conflicts with that too. I'm not exactly sure. I've talked to Terry Bannon concerning this. I've talked to our district representative, Chief Miller, concerning this also. They would. Both. Does anybody on the board have experience concerning how the payback is? If not, I'm going to talk to the chief concerning this and what.
That's why we're here.
Okay. Now, chief, I guess everybody's kind of concerned on the payback after you go out on a fire district call. How is that normally accomplished? If you're gone for 2 weeks, is it the norm? And let me state just for the record, I think wildland situations is a great opportunity for all that participates for training, for logbook updates, signatures, and also extra money. You know, it does. You know, it's a hard job. It's a difficult job. It's a dangerous job. I don't mind the extra income coming in, as long as the district is that district monies aren't being lost in this transaction. So I support that wildland portion. If there's income generated to the district that is above and beyond any of the wages lost or fuel usage loss or maintenance loss, then that's great. That's what I think we're looking for in the district. So I'm going to ask the chief how does a normal fire chief pay back his time gone?
I can't honestly say what a normal fire chief would do. I could only say what I know that I have gotten from the two different fire departments that I have worked with fire chief. Ponderosa Fire District, I got paid 100% for both. Whatever I did for the district plus whatever I got for the wildfire. They didn't hold me down to any hours. White Mountain Lake was the same thing. And somewhere around home, I do have proof of that in my contract.
Now, the contract stipulates, or Bill, you're probably a little more familiar than I am. Does the contract stipulate how the payback is supposed to be at this time?
No. The payback is not addressed necessarily in there, except that it will be 40 hours per week maximum. So,
So if the chief is gone for 40 hours that week, that means that that money, that 40 hours is paid back to the district out of his check?
Well, that's there's a lot of leeway, a lot of
gray
area there, if you will, in the fact that we don't say, you know, that the chief's hours will be put in here from such and such a date, such and such a date. It's not necessarily necessary in any other realm except when they're on a wildland fire. Because otherwise you're here doing district business. So it's a difficult thing. You know, the chief told me I put in more hours than 40 hours per week. I don't necessarily disagree with that. Some weeks, maybe not as many as others, but other weeks, maybe more hours. That's why it's hard for me, or it's something that I don't like to have to do, to sit down and say, this is where the hours are going to be from here to here. I prefer to have the ability to go with the ebb and flow. The problem that I have is, now we've come up with a problem. So we have to define those parameters, in my feeling. I preferred to have it the other way, where we just said, we work with it, we go with it. But now, to my way of thinking, because, quite honestly, I feel it was abused, now we have to define it. That's my thoughts. It's not defined in here. It was purposely not defined because, in my opinion, we wanted to give the ability to work within parameters, wide parameters. But again, I feel it was abused. Now I think it has to be narrowed. So,
any additional comments from the board?
I'd like to ask the chief, what do you feel, chief? Do you think?
Thank you for asking. I just want to make a quick comment on the abuse. I think that's a pretty hard word, and I don't think that I abused anything. I think, for the most part, I go out looking for this district and making the money that I can for this district. I go out of my way for this district. Last year, I didn't take my 2 weeks vacation because I worked for this district. So the abuse to me is a little hard word. I go out of my way for this district. I go out to look out for this district and make money for this district.
Well, I'm not sure whether to call it, the word abuse is, here's my question. Okay, Chief, I'll ask you this. Is it normal practice to, you know, I saw from on one of the checks that you made up some time by being on call. Now, is that a normal procedure to be on call for that period of time? How many hours was that 24-hour that made up basically 3 days?
For me, yeah, that's normal.
But is that being on call, aren't you basically on call on salary at the same time anyway? I mean, you're on salary. You go home after hours. Aren't you basically on call anyway? I mean, so I'm Bill?
I also have a question pertaining to that. Isn't there a normal person that would have had those on-call hours? Wasn't somebody moved out of those on-call hours so that you could have?
Yes, on the intent that if I was to return, that they would be removed from those hours. Yes, there were some buildings going on.
But you're not normally on those hours. In your normal work schedule, that 48 hours would not have pertained to you. It would have pertained to someone else, correct?
Negative.
No?
Negative. Chris does the scheduling right there. If you want to jump in, Chris, you do the scheduling.
Yep.
Excuse me one second.
Sorry.
That's okay. What I'm asking, Chief, which I really haven't figured out yet, is that a normal procedure is when you come back from 2 weeks to make up some of the time that you lost here by being on call? Isn't that an unnecessary burden on the district as far as financial and
I don't feel so.
No?
Because I'm on salary, so I'm going to get my salary. I'm taking people that are scheduled to come in and cover off of the schedule that were probably on overtime. So I'm relieving them so we can cut back on the overtime.
But wouldn't it have been easier to say that I'm going to be on call for 8 hours rather than take a full 24-hour shift and take 3 full days of Bill? Am I saying that?
Well, the thing is, there is no normal. I mean, you're not going to find a normal. What we're here to decide is, do we feel that's normal? Is that something that we feel that we want to allow, if you will? Or is that the way we want it to be done? Or do we want to write into the contract that won't be done? Or, there you go again, do we want to set parameters for that? And I'm sorry, I'm going to go back and say I still think it was abused.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Down in Section 6 with the district vehicle, it has a section there for periods of being on call. Now, he has a district vehicle, he's salaried, so that is saying that he's on call whenever he's in the district. So how would he come back in to make up a time saying he's on call when he's already stated further down in the contract of being on call because we're providing him a vehicle to do such things?
Which goes back to my original question.
So how can he,
being on salary and being in the district, when you go home, in essence, if somebody calls and say, Chief, we have a problem, aren't you on call for that call? Or can you say, I'm off duty, you'd have to contact somebody else?
Yeah, I can say I'm off duty.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can take days off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the norm, time off.
But are you essentially on call when you go home? I mean, that's basically what you have been.
Faith goes off, I am up and running.
Right. So basically, you are already on call. As the contract.
What I need to figure out is what are they going to say is my maximum hours I should be putting in here, and then deduct from that.
Bill, you have a comment on that?
I personally don't want to go into maximum hours.
No.
No.
Okay. Any other comments from the board concerning this?
Mr. Chairman, if I could make another statement.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just check with the board. Any other additional comments?
If he's from Section 4, C, after subtracting the hours normally worked, 40-hour maximum at the station, then after he's put his 40 hours in, the way I'm understanding this, then he gets the state wildland. Great. The way I'm understanding this is
right.
He has to get his 40 hours in.
And
if he's on a fire for 2 weeks and he doesn't have the time to put the 40 hours in each week, how is he fulfilling his obligations?
Is that 40 hours then reverted back to the district?
I would think so.
Right.
Bill?
Okay. When we came in the other day and looked at hours for everyone, it was suggested that we separate wildlands and normal time. So that's what I would prefer to look at. What I would like to look at is parameters when wildland fires are involved. Other than that, I don't really want to start looking at the rest of it because it's going to cause us all a great deal of grief if we start putting parameters on everything. But if you separate it out as to wildland fires, I've been at a wildland fire for 5 days, then we need to make parameters as to how any time that would have been done during that 5 days is paid back to the district. I don't want to go into the whole thing. I don't want to start dividing this contract up. I don't want to do that. I don't think it's necessary. The only time this comes into play is when there's a wildland fire. We haven't had them. We don't know about them. We're learning. But what I've seen with what we've done with wildland fires is not proper in my thoughts. That's what we're addressing, wildland fires.
State wildlands.
State wildlands, exactly. If it were a wildland fire under the chief's direction, it would go on just as a normal
station out.
Whatever, station out. But because it's a state wildland fire, and I'd like to make a couple more comments that I just have about wildlands. I agree. I like to see people be able to go out and make extra money. But the fact is, irregardless of what's happening here, as far as wages are concerned, for every firefighter that goes out, if it's over 40 hours, we begin to pay more than we bring in for the wages because our contract is set up that way. I don't know if it can be changed or not, but right now, once the chief gets to overtime, he's way over the $28 that they're going to pay for him plus otherwise, because we're paying FICA and etc. If I'm wrong, there's $1,364 being paid to each individual firefighter. They're paying us back at $1,364. We're still paying FICA and etc. We have a lot of issues to look at with wildland, state wildland fires. So our wages are not going to be paid back this year for most outs on fires. We just have to set parameters. That's my thoughts. And then that's about all I have to say about it. But you'll find out that wages are not going to be paid back by what we do at the fire. The only thing that's going to make us money is equipment that's out on the fire.
Okay, let's go to that subject of making money. Chief, are we making money on this? Or are we in the black or are we in the red?
It's been brought up at the last board meeting.
But since this last board meeting, we've had a month of firefighting, a full month of firefighting with payouts and so on. For this particular month of wildlands, have we made money?
Have we brought any checks in? No.
No, not brought. But are we going to be
bringing? Gonna make money. You're going to make money off the equipment.
But
we've had three trucks out of all at the same time.
Is that money enough to compensate for the extra salary and the overtime and the FICA that we paid?
That's what my point is. Last month's meeting, the chart showed $20,000 profit. That's all from the equipment. That's not the salaries and stuff. Yeah, you ate a little bit of the salaries, but the $20,000 profit was strictly from the trucks. And you got to remember that these fires that were on that $20,000 were all small fires. You know, where we were out there for 2 or 3 days. Now you've got trucks out there that have been on 2 week assignments, such as the Monument Fire, the Horseshoe Fire. Those two fires are both 2 week assignments. So you're going to bring in quite a bit more profit. And if I had to guess on the Horseshoe Fire that I was on, you're probably going to be in the neighborhood of $15,000 profit just for 2 weeks.
Well, I definitely agree we need to update our current
Mr. Chairman,
values.
To that, Mr. McCarter is right. Okay, you are going to lose a little bit of FICA and stuff like that, but it's made up with the trucks. And you are not going to get all of your pay by the end of the fiscal year.
No. Well, plus,
depending on where the fire is, if it's a state fire, you're going to get paid within a month. If it's a federal fire, depending on if it's in Arizona or another state, it could be a month. If it's a federal fire that's in another state, it could be 2 to 3, maybe 6 months.
Bill?
Yeah, I'm not disputing that we're making money.
No, I just add money.
I'm disputing that the way we're doing it if we didn't have the equipment there, we would not be running in the black. We would be running in the red. Because, again, all I'm trying to say is we're new at wildland fires. We really haven't had that many of them. I do remember when we had our original, before Chief was here, we made a policy that we would not do salary and wildland salary. We've never done that. Now, I'm told that we have done that, but that was unbeknownst to me. That was not when I ever signed a check, because I would have brought it to someone's attention.
When have we done that, Bill?
I'm told that Steve got salary plus wildlands.
Stop, okay.
We would have to look back at that. That's water under the bridge. I'm just saying, I remember very specifically having a meeting and saying, we will not pay regular salary when people are on wildlands. I like the idea of splitting wildlands out by itself. But somehow we have to come up with some kind of parameter for the chief. Now, for the rest of the guys, I understand, and it's clear to me now that if they work their regular shift and they have 30 hours in already, they don't start at 30 hours when they go to the wildlands fires. They start at hour one. Hour one goes through the wildlands. So they could basically have regular time even though they have worked 76 hours, 78 hours in a week. They could still be on regular time, because 39 of it could be on wildlands and 39 on regular. That's very clear. I was concerned about that. But Chief assures me, and the guys assure me, that they know that once they go off of regular time and on to wildland time, it starts over at 1. And then that goes, if it goes into overtime, it goes on, and they only get overtime when they get over 40 on the fire. And each wildland fire, if there's three in a week, starts at 1 again, 1 again, 1 again. But we don't have those parameters for the chief.
Mr. Jones.
I'm going to ask to be excused.
Okay. If we can just wait 1 second, I'm going to make a motion to start with. One of the things on the agenda is to discuss, amend, and vote on the fire chief's current contract to reflect his current salary and duties. I'd like to make a motion that we adjust his current salary to $55,000. And his salary, his hourly thing, to be exactly as Bill McCarter, Mr. McCarter, stated: salary divided by 2080. And that will be an amendment on the contract starting today. Any other changes or anything like this, we definitely have to run by our attorney if we feel like we need to make any changes in his contract, current contract. Ms. Terry Bannon said that there is no problem updating, amending that portion of the contract, because with any salary increase, that automatically should have been done. We were, as a board, as a board chairman, I was remiss in that. Mr. McCarter?
I have one comment about that. I don't feel that it is only the board's remission. I feel that we also hired a chief to make sure that we have those things done, and we also have a office personnel that is here to help us make sure that those things are done. I don't feel that that's only the board's remission. We were remiss. We were not the only ones remiss.
I agree.
Okay. And I would second your motion.
Okay. There is a motion on the board on the floor to amend the chief's current salary to read $55,000. And to have his salary divided by 2080 hours to reflect his hourly rate.
For the repayment of state land wildfires, is that what you're saying? That's where that's going to be.
Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's in the next paragraph.
In the next.
In
item number C. 1923 an hour will be changed.
We will not put a dollar figure in there.
Yes.
It will say the fire chief shall be paid for state land
fires.
And
that way, if there's ever an increase in salary, it'll always stay the same.
Always stay the same.
Are you in agreement with that, Chief?
Okay, so we have that motion on the floor. It has been seconded by Bill McCarter. Any comments from the board? We will now take a vote. All those board members in favor of that motion with a show of hands. Show of hands show that all board members did vote in favor of that. Thank you, Mr. Jones, and you're excused. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before he leaves, he could probably give you his voice on what he wants to vote on for the next one before he leaves.
We'll take a vote with this way. The next item on the agenda is discuss and vote on changing the regular board meeting date and time. I would like to discuss changing the meeting to the third Tuesday of the month, and as early as possible. 5 o'clock would work just well for me as anybody else. If anybody else has different ideas or times, please voice them now. Comments?
Third Tuesday of every month?
Yes. Need a calendar?
No, I just wondered, is that not where we were when we first became a board?
No, I think it was the second Tuesday.
Does it matter?
Chairman Fina asked if I could do it on the second Tuesday, but that is when the golf course meetings are.
So third Tuesday's fine.
At the same time.
But that's where we were when
so
we
that's
first
why started. I couldn't make those. So I asked him to change it to the third. If that worked for everybody, that would be fine with me.
And at 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock would be my first choice if that conflicts with anybody else's schedule.
5 o'clock is a good time for me.
I'll make it work.
Okay, I make a motion that we change the regular board meeting date to the third Tuesday of the month at 5 o'clock. Do I hear a second?
Second.
It has been seconded by Ms. Candy Roll. Any discussion? We will now take a vote. All those in favor of having the regular board meeting on the third Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for each month with a show of hands. A show of hands showed that all four board members present did vote in favor of that. Moving on to agenda item number 6, call to the public. Do we have anybody signed up to speak?
No, sir.
We have nobody listed, thank you, to speak. We will now adjourn. The time is 5:30. And we will now adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.